In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Mark 16:17, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands upon the sick, and they will recover." These are the signs that are given in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the fire of God. "We shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed." And we saw many healings at the Days of Glory. God healing his people. Anthony's going to tell you about one that's miraculous, that's powerful, that's only God could do.
Yeah, during our prayer service on Saturday night, Heather, she's been coming to Glory Nights, and she's been in a wheelchair. She hasn't been able to walk for a year. And she came up to in the wheelchair for the healing service, and she crawled over to me and Father Tom, and we prayed that she would walk and her equilibrium would be healed. And as she was on her knees, and as we laid hands on her, she fell on the ground, and I was like, oh no. But after a little bit, when she was ready to get up, I pulled her up, and she came right to her feet. And first she said, "I'm not dizzy. I can stand. I've never stand." Then I said, "We're going to walk, Heather. We're going to walk." She began to walk down the aisle. And she began to run down the aisle and jump and scream and praise God. And she knew in that minute Jesus healed her. Jesus completely healed her. And she began to run around the conference and move and bend. And just, it was a miracle. And we gave her the mic and she began to proclaim, "Jesus healed me. She healed me. I don't need the wheelchair anymore." And I said, "Heather, we're not going back into the wheelchair." And I began to take it away. But Heather knew, and she had such great faith, that she said, "Take the wheelchair. I'm going to donate to the church. And we're going to use it as a relic." And then we go, Heather said, "I had sciatica in my leg." And you know, when Jesus is doing something, you want to strike when the iron's hot. So I said, "We're going to pray now for sciatica to be gone and for all the nerve damage to be healed." And so she was standing up, and I prayed again. And again, she went over in the spirit. She fell out. I said, "Uh-oh." But then she opened her eyes, and she came, and all the pain had left her. And all the pain had left her. And then something even more miraculous happened. After she had run around the conference, we had the wheelchair was gone. That night, 3 hours later, she texted me, and she said, "My mom is in the hospital because her blood pressure was so high, and she was in the hospital, and they didn't know what's going on." So we just prayed from the hotel that her mom be healed by the blood of Jesus, healed now in Jesus' name. And then later on, her mother, they took her vitals and everything, and her mother was completely healed, and she was completely back to normal. And the doctors didn't know what would happen. But Heather's mom knows the Lord, and she did. She said, "Jesus healed me." And Jesus healed me. I am healed by the blood. And the doctor said, you can't leave. We need to do more tests. We don't know what just happened. She said, I know what happened, and I'm leaving right now. And she checked herself out. And Heather told me that they met at the house, and they went and got drinks. The next day for praise and worship, Heather walked in and she praised God, and she was running around and she was praying for everyone. And it was just, that was just one of the many, many miracles that Jesus did at Days of Glory. Father, tell another highlight. Jesus is just so good.
We were praying in our conference for healing, and someone's shoulders were completely healed. They were unbalanced, and they became balanced. We prayed for knees, and they were healed in the name of Jesus. We prayed for backs, and they were healed in the name of Jesus. Signs like these shall accompany those who preach the gospel. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. This should be normal in every church. We should not be playing bingo. We should be playing Jesus. That's what we need to play. Jesus, the power of God, the mighty of God, the might of God, the everything of God. We need to Jesus. We need to know Jesus. John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but one that is coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, the weekend was all about the fire of God, how we need the fire of God. Jesus is the man of fire. His eyes are filled with fire. He has plans for us in the fire. We need to have everything burned away that is not of God. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to burn it away with his love, with his tenderness, with his perfection. God wants to burn it away, and he wants to start in you. You say, but I don't know how. You don't have to know how. God has plans for you. You just raise your head up and say, God has plans for me. I want the plans God has for me. I want to lay hands upon the sick. I want to see them get better. I want to speak in other languages. I want to prophesy. Oh, yes, God has all these things in store for you. I was praying with the woman, and I saw the stars in the sky, and I said, the Lord is going to multiply the spiritual children that you have, like the stars in the sky. Oh, yes. This is so important to believe that Jesus said, you shall do these things. Kata seta papa isa kakaloko shiamaha itahalata tasefedia ikotosoto mahaya iakaya kokomayaha. And the Lord says, and I will open up your graves. I will rise you from your graves. I will raise you from your graves. I will place my spirit within you. I will fill you with glory. I will let you know how much you are loved. I have plans for you. I will do these things because I have set my love upon you.
Upon you. In the love of God, nothing can stay that's not of God. Jesus wants you to burn with the fire of God for him, to surrender everything you have for them. We got the wheelchair. It's in the back of my car. We're going to use it as a relic. You know, it was so important that Heather, she knew she encountered Jesus. She knew she was healed, and she didn't go back. She didn't go back. She said, take it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. When you receive Jesus, the fire of God, the love of God, when he frees you from sin, when he frees you from shame, from fear, from anxiety, there's no going back. There's only forward moving in the kingdom of God. You walk forward in faith. You walk forward in boldness. You walk forward in the love, the peace, the joy. The kingdom of God is at hand and it is among us. The kingdom of God is with you now. If you're in a wheelchair today, stand up. If you're listening to this in the wheelchair, stand up and be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus wants to do miracles today. If you have tinnitus in your ear, let it be healed now in Jesus' name. If you would like to receive the baptism of the fire, just put your hands into the glory. Lift your hands over your head. The Lord is going to release it to you now. Lord, in Jesus' name, we release the fire of God upon everyone listening. The fire of your love. When Joshua Mills was preaching, people had golden flakes upon their hand because the glory of God was released. You know, when we preach the word of God, there's a dimension that is unseen. And heaven just the eternity begins to invade time. But when eternity invades time, when heaven invades the earth, everything that's in heaven comes upon earth and it becomes accessible to you. Healings, miracles, provision, whatever you need today, just lift your hands up right now and just receive it. Because God is releasing miracles. He's releasing all the gifts of heaven to you right now.
From Revelation chapter 1. To him who loves us, he loves you, and freed us from our sins by his blood. He freed you from your sins by his blood. And made of us a kingdom of priests serving his God and Father. What does the priest do? He offers sacrifice. We offer the sacrifice of our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Serving his God and Father. To him be glory, dominion, forever and ever. Look. He is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. We pierced him by our sins, but by his wounds we have been healed. Even those who pierced him, and on account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. And Jesus says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, says the Lord God. Who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty, the Almighty. He is Almighty. He is God. He has plans for you. You just need to put your hands in his hands. You need to just say, yes, Lord, even me. It's for me, even me. I take it, I take it, I take it. Dominion has been given to him. He is God. He is Lord. He is the man of fire. His eyes are filled with fire. We need that fire in the church. We don't need bingo. We need fire. We need the fire of God. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about the fire. We need a fireplace. That's the church. And we need the fire. That's the Holy Spirit in the fireplace, in the church. That's what we need. The church filled with the fire of God. That's what we need. That's what Jesus gives us. He says, I baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. How we need that fire. The church is in need of fire. Fire to proclaim the goodness of God. Fire to proclaim the cross of Christ. Fire to proclaim the resurrection. Fire to proclaim, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Oh yes, this is normal Christianity. This is not something abnormal. This is normal Christianity. It should be taking place in every church. But you know what? We say we belong to the world, and we don't want to come on too strong. We don't want to turn them off. They've never been turned on. We need to turn them on by coming on strong. by telling them about Jesus, that he's the only way, he's the only truth, he's the only life. We need to come on strong, telling them that there's two ways to go, the way of heaven or the way of hell. Choose Jesus, the way of heaven. We need to come on strong because, well, you know what? We don't want to turn them off. They've never been turned on. We need to turn them on by preaching the gospel, by doing signs, wonders, and miracles.
It was a fire drill. Tell them about the fire drill. Huh, Father?
We had a fire drill, the fire drill of the Holy Spirit. This is wonderful. We need that fire. I need that fire. I need that fire to burn in me, to burn out everything that is not of God. You need that fire to burn in you, to burn everything that is not of God.
Yeah. You know what the fire also burns? Burns the demons. We had a lot of deliverances. It was Jesus was moving in power, and he was setting people free. He was setting people free. We had a healing room, and we were rebuking the sickness, and all of a sudden demons started coming out, and we were commanding this person to be free in Jesus' name. And I said, you're going to leave. And the demon was saying, I'm not leaving. I've been here since the womb. I said, in Jesus' name, you're going. And we started casting everything that wasn't of the Lord out. And it was freedom and freedom. And the glory of God fell. Father John came in with the Eucharist in the Blessed Sacrament. And I was commanding the demon in Jesus' name, look at the Blessed Sacrament. And the demon was screaming, I can't. It burns my eyes. It's too bright. Because the demon knows that it was Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And when the fire comes, it eliminates anything in your life that's holding you back. It burns out all the works of the devil. The fire can heal sickness. The fire breaks oppression. The fire gives you power. Why does Jesus work miracles? Because it brings everyone into the kingdom. People can argue about theology, but they can't argue about miracles. People can argue about what this or that says, but they can't argue when they see a demon being cast out. Someone being free, a life set aflame, the goodness of God. Sometimes we don't want to preach the whole gospel because we say, like Father said, oh, people might not want to hear that there's demons. Oh, people don't like to hear about sin or hell. But you know what? I lead with the power of God. But people are looking for something real. That's why people are so obsessed with Halloween and the demonic and exorcisms, because they may not have seen the power of God. But when they see a demonic or a demon, they understand, well, this is real. But what's more real is it's all about Jesus. And Jesus came to set the captives free. Jesus came to give you life and life abundantly. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus comes to destroy Satan, all the works of Satan, and to give you abundant life. But to receive that, we need to give Jesus everything. Jesus is the God of all, or he's not God at all.
He comes to set the captives free. Oh, yes, Isaiah 61. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be healed. I have come to set the captives free. Maybe you're captive in your own mind. Ask the Lord to burn it out with the love of God. Maybe you're captive to sin. Ask the Lord to burn it out through the power of his blood. You might be captive to a bad relationship. If that person doesn't help you and lead you to Jesus, dump them. Dump them. But I love them. Where are they leading you to? To a bed you're not married. Dump them. Dump them. They have nothing to do with you. God has plans for your life. But then I'll have nothing. Oh, no, then you'll have Jesus. You will not have to do nothing. You'll have Jesus. And that he has this in store for you. His whole presence. His love. But you have to break with sin. You have to break with sin by the power of the fire of God. It's so simple. But I'm so used to it. Well, get unused to it because you've been captive by it. And he comes to set the captives free. That's you. He comes to set you free. Why? Because he's in love with you. Jesus is in love with you. But I don't feel his love. Then look at a crucifix and see the love of God for you. That he died for you. That he gave his life for you. That he bled for you. So that you would be free from captivity.
So, Father, we're going to pray for freedom. God's releasing power right now.
So, Father, we pray that through the cross of Jesus, you would set your people free, that you would free them from bondage, from sin, from the fear of death. We pray, God, that the fire of God would loose them from all these fears. We pray for Ron today, that these blood clots would dissolve in Jesus' name by the power of the blood. We pray for God's mercy to be bestowed upon you because he loves you and has plans for your life. We pray that you might know that you are called to lay hands upon the sick and watch them get better. We pray that you would step out of the boat and start walking on the water in faith. How do I do that? You stretch out your hands and you pray for people. That's walking on the water. I've said to the Lord, Lord, I can't heal people, but my hand blessing them, let that be the faith that heals people. Just by my hand being used to heal people, my hand as I stretch it out, heal your people. It's Jesus who heals anyway, but he works through our hands. He works through our hands. He works through our mouths. He works through our eyes. Make sure that your eyes are pure. Don't look at stuff on the internet that you wouldn't want to look with Jesus. Just break that with the fire of God. You say, but I'm addicted to it. Well, Jesus wants you to be set free from that addiction.
Yeah. So in Jesus' name, we break every spirit of witchcraft. Every spirit of lust leaves you now. Every word curse, every curse that's ever been spoken over your life, those words of death, those words of pain, those words of shame. Jesus is coming to take a sword to those words now, and he breaks every word by the power of God. We are kingdom enforcers, you know. Jesus gave you victory from the cross. And now your job is to go out and enforce the victory. You're not battling for victory because the victory has been won. You're enforcing the finished work of Calvary. You're enforcing the victory. When we drive out bad spirits, we don't beg them. We say, in Jesus' name, we command you by the blood of Jesus, leave now. And by the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess. So we release the glory of God and the anointing to fill you now. The anointing to lay hands on the sick, to drive out demons, to do the greater works of Jesus Christ, to step outside of the boat, outside of yourself, to be set on fire, to be set on fire, to be set on fire, to go set upon other people on fire. I promise you, working miracles is fun. There's nothing more fun than seeing Jesus move in power, than seeing Jesus do a miracle, than seeing Jesus do a healing. But you got to let him use you. You got to let him use you. You know, when Heather received her miracle in the wheelchair, me and Father, we've been praying for 4 hours straight. Before that, I was casting out demons for 3-4 hours before, and I had nothing left. But we just said a little prayer because it had nothing to do with us. And then Jesus moved in more power than I've ever seen him move. Just step out, lay your hands on someone, ask Jesus to do it. Because when you are the weakest, he is the strongest through you.
When I am most weak, then I am most strong. Weakness is no excuse. We are all weak. We all have problems. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer to our weakness. He is the answer to our problems. We are all mixed nuts, cashews, peanuts, many peanuts. He wants to change them into Brazil nuts, into cashews, into filberts, into wonderful nuts, so that you go out and touch the people with power, that you would be amazed at what you see, that God works through your hands. Start on the telephone. Pray for people who want to be set free. Tell them in Jesus' name, be healed. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.